Blog Talk Radio.
Of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
All right, we live at Yahuwah's Radio and Yahuwah's Ministry. We at the bottom part of the Sabbath day, got the whole Seer Israel of Seed Royal sitting back, riding shotgun. Listen to the elder, bring that word of Yahuwah. So the class has begun already, and we ask you all to be big ears, little mouth, get your pen, pad, write down your lessons, and write down your questions. If you have any questions and comments, call in to the international line at 224-600-5579. Once again, for questions and comments, call in to the international phone line at 224-600-5579. We're going to tune in to the class as the elder has begun to teach. We say, enjoy your Sabbath day. Hallelujah.
Well, we got
four
in. What is number five?
Retweet. Honor thy father and thy mother.
Mm-hmm. Is
that day? That days may be long upon the land with the Yahweh
that
Yahweh
gives. Verse number 13, what he said?
Verse 13, thou
shalt
not kill.
So we done covered 6 out of the 10 so far, right?
6.
Yeah, thou shalt not kill is the 6th commandment, right?
Wait a
minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, brother, yeah, that. Yeah, checking me real good today.
Fourth commandment is verse 8.
Right. Fourth commandment is the Sabbath day. Fifth commandment is honor thy mother and father, and we've covered thou shalt not commit murder.
Premeditated murder.
So 12
is
the fifth. And now we on the seventh commandment, right? So we're going to, let's write to the book of 2 Kings.
Hmm? 13 is the second and 13
go with 12. 13 is the 6th commandment.
So we ain't read 13 yet.
Now, we read it. We covered that last Shabbat, right?
No, I'm talking about now.
We're just going up to where as far as we done came. We done covered 6 of the 10. Now, 6,
boy. Now we get ready to do number 7. That's
where
we at right now.
Thou
shalt not kill.
That's the sixth. We on number 7, mother.
Oh, 12.
Well, let's write to our 2 Kings right quick.
2 Kings is the 7th.
You got a question, mother?
Yeah.
What's that?
When you said, thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh in vain.
That was number 3.
And so 4 is remember.
Correct.
So you say five. Wait, it's the fifth one.
The fifth one is honor thy mother and father, mother.
That's what I'm saying. So that's only five. You talking about?
We covered thou shalt not kill. That's what happened.
Verse
13. Go ahead, then we covered God should I kill a little bit last time.
Well, I'm talking about the day.
We ain't got to the day yet,
brother.
I'm trying to get there.
Oh, well, you're talking about what we had went. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
See, we already uncovered, brother.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we're
up to six.
Yeah, we're covered six out of 10, right?
Okay.
That's what we dealing with. 10 only crowd, right?
Okay.
2 Kings chapter 17, verse 34. 2 Kings 17, verse 34. Young Lion, Brother Makai, Israel. You want to take care of that for us, Young Lion?
2 Kings 17, verse 34.
Yes, sir.
All right. You're going to the book of 2 Kings. Chapter 17. You'll pick it up at verse number 34.
Mm-hmm.
Go to 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 34, read.
What do you read?
Unto this day, they do after the former matter.
Read.
They fear not the Yahuwah.
And the way Yahuwah know we don't fear him because we don't do nothing he say do, right? Go ahead, read out.
They fear not the Yahuwah, neither do they after their statutes.
Mm-hmm.
Or after their orders.
Go ahead.
Or after the law.
Go ahead.
In the command.
Go ahead.
Which the Yahuwah commanded the children of Israel, the children of Jacob.
Go ahead.
Whom he named Israel.
So this structure of government is what we talk about here. Yahuwah laid forth a structure of the perfect government on the earth, right? He gave it to the 12 tribes of Israel, right? So now we're going to go back with that question. Such as I turned from Exodus 20. Take peace. We can add the six that's been covered already. In order. Take peace, Brother.
I'm already.
You're already
looking at it. Okay. I
just
not kill.
What number is that, Father?
Six.
That's a six. Well, I should not commit murder, right? What five wasn't it?
Five is honor
that
father, honor your father and mother.
What is number two, Sister Judy?
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
What is number three, Young Lion Brother Titus?
Number three, shall make
unto
graven image.
That's number two. What is number three?
Not
right. What's number three?
You shall take the name of Yahuwah.
Thou shalt not take the name of Yahuwah in vain. And the fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, right?
Right.
So we did it with the 10, and we found ourselves on number seven, right? Well, let's run to Deuteronomy right quick. Let's start this thing off. Let's deal with this seventh commandment, Mother Eve. Let's run to Deuteronomy chapter, let's see if it's in chapter 5, verse number 18. Deuteronomy 5, verse number 18, Mother Eve Israel of the Royal. Let's deal with this. Ten commandments. We on number seven. What do you say?
Deuteronomy
5, verse 18. Now, we're going to deal with this thing, because this adultery thing is very, got two sides to the coin here.
Yeah,
we want to look at both sides of that coin.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse number 18, Mother, what are we looking at?
Okay.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse number 18. What is it?
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Neither shall thou commit adultery.
Neither shall thou commit adultery, right?
Right.
Let's look at Sirach 42:24, Mother V. Israel.
That's number 7, right?
Israel, see Roy.
Okay. So, I...
Okay.
I'm trying to write it down.
Oh, take your time, Mother. We're in the order.
Exodus 20.
We got a long day today.
42. Exodus 20. That was 14. No, 14. 14. And so that was number...
How many?
That was number 14 is number 7 or 8? 7. 7. Yes, 7.
Oh, we still there?
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you catch that one. Slow it down, y'all guys. You be moving too fast.
Okay.
Amen.
You said number 14. Yeah. That's
she's
a
accident. She's still in Exodus. Trying to make sure she got that down on her notes. We need to take these notes because next week it's going to be a quiz.
Wait a minute. I didn't get all of this stuff now.
Come on, man. You got 6 days to get away.
I didn't get all of this stuff. All right. I don't know what 14 lots I'm not.
Well, you got 6 days to do your labor deal.
Okay.
Well, that's what you are.
You're teaching me, right?
Okay.
You don't tell me.
Proverbs chapter 11, Young Lion, Brother Titus Israel. Proverbs 11, verse number 1. Let's keep that there right quick.
Yes, sir.
Now, when we deal with this subject, Yahweh tells us how to handle it, right? Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 1, Young Lion.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 1 reads.
What do you read?
A false balance. It's abomination.
So when we look at this thing, we got to have a correct, a righteous balance of this thing, right? We got to show you both sides of the coin, right? Come on.
But a just weight.
A just weight is what?
It is the light.
So we got to have a just weight. You know, it can't be too high, it can't be too low. You got to put it on the table just like you can read it, right? The same way to say. Let me read that. Proverbs. I almost flipped up and said something I should read, right? The book of Proverbs, chapter 30. Young Lion, Brother Makai, Israel, C. Roy, 5 and 6. What do you say?
All right, we're going to the book of Proverbs. We want to read chapter 30. We want verse 5 and verse number 6.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse number 5, and it reads.
What do you read?
Every word of Yahweh is pure.
So every word of Yahweh is pure, clear.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Clear, verse 6.
Verse 6. Mm-hmm. And you not unto his word.
Why?
Let he reprove you, correct you.
He gonna correct you, and he gonna tell you what?
And you be found a liar.
And he's not gonna look you dead in the face and say you lied. but let's deal with this, Mother E. That's right, Jeremiah. Let's look at this side of the coin first. Jeremiah chapter 2. What do Yahweh say about the 12 tribes of Israel? Verse number 1. Jeremiah 2, verse number 1 through 5. What did Yahweh say about Israel? Jeremiah chapter 2, verse number 1 through 5. Mother E, Israel, the seed of Russia.
Jeremiah chapter
2,
verse
1
through
5. Yes, ma'am. Jeremiah 2. Let's keep that 1 through 5. Mother E, Israel, the seed of Russia.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 2. Verse 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
ma'am. All right, brother.
1 through 5. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Yahweh come unto me, saying.
Saying what?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Go and cry in the ear of Yahweh Judah.
He said, go cry in the ear of Yahweh Judah, Israel, right?
Right.
Saying what?
Saying, thus said the Yahweh, I remember thee,
mm-hmm.
the kindness of thy youth.
The kindness of your youth, go ahead.
The love of thine is fire.
So Yahweh said, when we was court, right? Now they call that this day, they call that being engaged. When you commit to yourself. You commit to us, she commit to you, right? Even though you haven't went through the, what they call the ceremony of marriage, right? He said, I remember you in the youth, the love of your espousal, when what?
And thou wentest after me in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah, everything I say to do, you were ready to do, right? Go ahead, read on.
In the land that was not sown.
Verse number 3, come on, mother.
Verse 3, Israel was rocking unto the Yahweh.
So he said Israel was rocking and rolling, right? Unto my Yahweh, go ahead.
And the first fruit of his increase.
So Israel was the first and only. Is that right? Come on, mother.
All that divine him.
He said, now if you mess with my land. Hold on, mother. He said, now if you mess with my lady,
that's right.
What's going to happen?
All that divide him shall offend.
What's going to happen, mother?
Evil shall come upon him, says he.
Well, hey, that's the type of attitude we got to have about our better half, right? Don't mess with my better half. Right number 4, come on,
brother. Hear ye the words of the Yahweh.
You know the word of the Yahweh.
O family of Israel.
O family of Jacob.
O family of Jacob.
Go ahead.
Surname of Israel.
Mm-hmm. And don't explain the
Israel.
Verse number 5, what do you say?
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Thus said the Yahweh.
What said Yahweh?
What iniquity have you,
have
your father found in me?
That's a very powerful statement there, right? Because sometimes, you know, with these better ads that they don't want to act right, you ask the question, what did I do? Come on, mother.
That they are gone far from me.
That you want out of this thing, all of a sudden. Come out.
And have walked after vanity.
Now you walking after what?
Vanity.
Now vanity is when you bow down to them graven images.
Mm-hmm.
Now how can two walk together unless they agree? How can that happen? I'm serving Yahweh and you serving Jesus. I don't know about that situation too well. Come on, mother.
And become vain.
And your mind is so...
I ain't gonna even say it. I'm gonna leave that one alone. Verse 11 through 14, brother. Come on. Verse 11 to 14.
Yes, ma'am. We're dealing with some Yahweh and his lady. Hey, is that right? Yahweh tell you about what his expectation is of his lady.
I got some on that graven image.
Come on with it. Bring it in.
Book of Habakkuk.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 2, verse 18.
What do you say? Let's get it all in, Mother Z.
Sharap, chapter 25, verse 22 to 26.
Yes, ma'am.
Shemot chapter 25, verse 22 to 26.
Listen, what you got to go out and say?
Shemot chapter 25, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
A woman.
A woman.
If she
maintain her husband.
Maintain her husband is full of age.
Full of anger.
Anger.
Now, what is that? What I trying to say? The duty that a wife is supposed to perform joyfully, right? Now all of a sudden, every time you ask her, baby, can you? All of a sudden, her face goes sour, right? That's what he's talking about. Come on.
Full of anger,
impotence, and reproach.
Much reproach.
Verse 23, come on, mother.
Verse 23.
What do you say?
A wicked woman abated
the courage.
The courage.
And to what?
Making a heavy
continent. Every time you see her husband, his face is hanging down, right? Is that what the book says? Come on, mother.
And a wounded.
And a wounded mind. What about it?
A wounded mind.
Wounded.
A
wounded mind. Come on.
I'm saying wounded mind.
Come on.
A wounded.
A woman.
A woman that will not comfort her.
You gotta have all kinds of stuff going on today. You come home and you get the most stuff, right? Go ahead, but
in distress,
making weak hands
and
feeble knees.
Of the woman came the beginning of sin.
Cut off! Is that what you said? But your 10, 12 through 15. Let's see how Yahweh, through the mouth of Paul, for these scattered Israelites, right? Over here in Corinth, they're calling themselves Corinthians now, right?
That's right.
Let's see what the Paul, the apostle, right? How did he lay down this in verse 12 through 15 to the Jews of Israel? Let's see what he said.
1 Corinthians chapter
7,
verses
12
to 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12.
What do you read?
But to the rest, speak. I'm not the
Yahweh. So that's the prophet again. Now, I ain't going to read this to you, but take my word. It's good wisdom for the piety, you know. Come on, what do you say?
If any brother have a wife that believeth...
Any brother have a wife that believe it, what about it?
And she be pleased to dwell with him.
Well, if she keep what you keep, right? If she honor what you honor, right?
Right.
If she bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh.
Right.
She on your page.
Right.
Is that what he said? Come on, Sister Judith.
Let him not put her away.
And he said, well, you know, it's peace in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13, what did he say?
And the woman which have a husband believe it not.
Go ahead.
And if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him.
Verse number 14, come on.
Verse 14 reads. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife.
Mm-hmm.
And the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband.
That means that by the fallen Job. Wait, right?
That's right.
I mean, you put them in good standing. Ain't that what he meant? Come on with it.
Else were your children unclean.
So if you come into a situation, you do my thing, you do your thing, I do my thing. What about the children? What they gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
Who they gonna fall? And they gonna be mixed all up in the brain? They gonna go with their mother. Oh, and 9 out of 10 times, you got a
4 times.
9 out of 10 times, I say. I ain't gonna go no further than that. Verse 15, come on.
But if
there's a break in this action, what about it?
Let him depart.
It goes on about your business, right? What about it?
A brother or a sister is not under bondage. In such cases, well, y'all gonna have called us to be.
So, in that case, you're no longer under that bondage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that brings to the book of, from back to Jeremiah, Mother E. Jeremiah chapter 1, chapter 2. So we found out that this thing is double, right? So we got a little taste of both sides of this thing. We found out what Yahweh is saying, and we found out how you deal with it from the natural point of view, right? The book of Jeremiah chapter 2, where did we leave off at? Verse number 13 and 14. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse number 13, 14, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13 and 14.
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah chapter 2,
verse 13 and verse
14. Yes, ma'am. For my people have committed two evils.
So my people have committed two evils, what did they do?
They have forsaken me.
So when they forsake you,
The fountain of living water.
Go ahead and do what?
And help.
And hew them out.
And hew them out system.
Go ahead.
Broken system that can hold no water.
Verse number 14, what do you say?
14.
Mm-hmm.
Is Israel a servant?
Is Israel a servant?
Is he
a homeborn
slave?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he home?
So y'all about to say, what happened, baby? What happened to you, right? Ezekiel 16, Mother Week. Let's speak that one. through 6, but let's read a little bit of this. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse number 1 through 6. Look at Ezekiel 16, verse number 1 through 6. Mother Z is ready to see you, Roy.
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 1 through 6.
And then when you thought you had a home and you didn't act right, To the Logan?
To the Logan of the person.
Of thy person.
Thy person in the day that thou wouldest.
In the day that thou wilt born.
That day that thou wilt born.
Verse number 6, what do you say?
And when I pass by you.
And Yahweh said, when I get a glass at you, old lady of mine, what about it?
And saw you polluted in thy own blood.
Mm-hmm.
I said unto you, what when thou was in the blood?
That was it.
When thou was in thy blood,
live,
I say unto you, when you were in the blood,
live. So Yahweh say, hey, did nobody want you? But when I saw you, hey, you got my attention, right? Israel. Let's see what went down in Deuteronomy 26. Sister Judith Israel, 17 and 19. Let's see how this thing went down, Sister Judith. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse number 17 through 19. Sister Judith Israel, see you, Roy.
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 17 to 19.
What do you read? Young men, they can run all day, right? 28 Sister Judith Israel. Did I say Sister Judith or Brother Titus? Brother Titus. Brother Titus. Matthew 5, 27, 28. What do you have for us to say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27 and verse 28.
Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that it was said by him of old time.
Go ahead.
You should not commit adultery.
Now, he said, you heard it said of them of old time that you should not commit adultery. Now, we know that this terminology of adultery has a double meaning, right? They have a natural meaning and a spiritual meaning. Because Yahweh says you committed adultery on him.
That's right.
Is that what he said?
That's right.
Verse 28, what did he say?
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
But I say unto you.
What did he say?
That whosoever looked on the one.
Mm-hmm.
Lost after her.
Hold on. He didn't say nothing about you can't look now. He said, well, you get the laughter now. And you gotta have understanding. The only way you can look on a woman that lusts after and commit adultery, she gotta belong to somebody else, right?
That's right.
How is you gonna get together with a woman if you don't like what you see? First things first, right? You gotta have an interest. Then you gotta sit down and see if you can come to a common understanding, right? Mm-hmm. But that's the way the thing goes. You say now. I say unto you that whosoever looketh upon a woman to do what?
Lust after her.
Mm-hmm.
And committed adultery. Which are already in his mind.
So we want an example of that, and I'm going to get on out of the way. Let's write to 2 Samuel. Mm-hmm. Let's get an example of how that thing went down. You looked at her and lusted out there, right? Mm-hmm. The book of 2 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 11, I believe that's the one I'm looking for. Let me see if it's 1 Samuel chapter 11. Never mind, Brother Titus. I meant Brother McCoy and Brother C. Royce. 2 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 11. And let's pick it up at verse number. Let me see what we're looking for. Well, what am I looking for? 2 Samuel chapter 11. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse number 1 through 5, you know. We're going to get an example. What y'all are talking about?
Going to the book of 2 Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 11, verse number 5.
Yes, sir.
The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 11, verse number 1, it reads.
What it read?
And it came to pass,
mm-hmm.
after the year was expired.
Go ahead.
Time when kings go forth to battle.
Mm-hmm.
And David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon.
So they took down them some Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And besieged Rabbah.
Mm-hmm.
But David tarried still at Yadah too.
So David laid low, right?
Yeah, David stepped back.
Let's see what was on his mind though. Push up the pin, come out. That's really where you were working up.
Verse 2.
Come out.
And it came to pass in an evening time,
mm-hmm.
that David arose from off his bed.
Go ahead.
And walked upon the roof of the king's house.
So each of them happened to be in the right place at the right time, huh? Come on with it.
And from the roof,
uh-huh.
he saw a woman.
Go ahead, read on.
Watching herself.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman was very beautiful to look upon.
So David, your first time seeing this woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on with it.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
And David sent and inquired after the woman.
So David, he didn't leave it at that, right?
Right.
He started to do what? Left after the woman, right? Verse number 3, come on.
And one said, is not this Bathsheba,
mm-hmm.
the daughter of Eliam,
mm-hmm.
the wife of Uriah, the Hittite?
David had the info. He wasn't in the dark about who this woman was, right? Go ahead.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And David sent messengers.
Go ahead.
And took her.
Hold on, man. David did what?
He sent messengers. And took her.
Hold on, let's see if we can explain what happened here. We're coming back there. Let's run to Leviticus. Moses, Marella, Theroy, Leviticus. Chapter 20, verse number 10. What went down, mother? What did Yahweh say about what David did? The book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 17. Let's see if we can define that word adultery. Let me come down Leviticus chapter 20, verse number 10, Mother E. Israel of Thee
wrote. Leviticus chapter 20,
verse 10. Yes,
ma'am.
Verse 10 reads. What it reads.
And the man that committed adultery,
what about it?
With another man's wife.
So you committed adultery when you take another man's wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Even he that committed adultery.
With who?
With his neighbor's wife.
Go ahead.
The adulterer.
Go ahead.
And the adulterer.
What about it?
Shall surely be put to death.
Hold on now. The penalty for adultery is what?
Death.
And adultery is when you take another man's wife. And say what it says. Verse number 18. Chapter 18, Mother's head. That's good. Leviticus 18. Let's get a pack of witness. Verse 20, Mother. See if we on point.
Leviticus 18,
verse 20, Mother's feet.
Leviticus chapter 18, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20.
What did it say?
Moreover, thus shall thy lie.
Carnally.
Carnally will thy neighbor's wife.
To do what?
To defile thyself with her.
So we found out when a man lay down with his neighbor's wife, that is the biblical definition for adultery, right? Let's see if we can follow up that statement. Let's come back to that David storyline. Let's get a little bit more of that.
Okay. We're going back to the book of 2nd Samuel, chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pick it up at verse number 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 4 reads.
What do you read?
And David sent messengers and took her.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And he lay with her.
And David did what?
He lay with her.
And he had all the info. He sat and he inquired. He knew exactly what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's called willful sin. That's what it's called, right? Go ahead, read on.
And he lay with her,
mm-hmm.
for she was purified from her
unclean. So her time of the month had bypassed, right?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, and what happened?
And she returned unto her house.
And she went on back home, slipped on back home, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Yahuwah put a rich in this thing, didn't he? Verse number 5, what did Yahuwah do?
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it wanted to see.
Go ahead.
And sent and told David.
Go ahead.
He said, I am with child.
So the woman conceived, and she was with child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the penalty for what David did was death, right?
That's right.
But let's see what happened in David's case. Let's go to the book of 2 Samuel, Mother E. 2 Samuel chapter, let's get a fact of witness about this death penalty first. Let's go to Deuteronomy, Mother E, 22. Let's keep at this thing one more time, Mother. Deuteronomy chapter 22. Let's make sure that by committing adultery, right, the penalty is death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a twofold statement. Yahuwah put that on the table. When we went contrary to Yahuwah's side of service, or to Yahuwah, we all should have been killed, right? Deuteronomy chapter 22. Let's look at verse 22, Mother. Deuteronomy 22:22, what do you say?
Deuteronomy chapter 22,
verse
22. Mm-hmm. If a man be found lying with a woman.
Now, if a man be found lying with a woman?
Married
to who?
Married to a husband.
Now, if a man be found lying with a woman that's married to a husband, what about it?
Then they both of them
shall what?
Die.
Not only is the penalty of death for the man, it's also for the woman as well, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, read out. Both of the man?
The man is the dead woman, and the woman so, and the woman so shall.
Skip the line there, Buck. Come back to both.
Read it
out again.
If a man be found lying with a woman.
If a man be found lying with a woman.
Married. To a husband.
Married to a husband.
Then they shall both of them die.
Both of them got the death penalty, right?
Well, they die.
Go ahead. Second Samuel 24, verse number 1 and verse number 10, put the children of Israel of the sea running.
Second Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 and
13. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1 reads.
What
do
you read?
And again, the anger of the Yahweh was kindled against Israel.
So the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel.
And he moved David against them to say, number Israel and Judah.
Verse number 10, what do you say?
Verse 10 reads.
What do you read?
And David's mind sought him after that. He had numbered the people.
So they said, David's mind, in other words, something came into his figure after he had numbered the people, right? Because it was against Yahweh's commandment to number Israel, right? Go ahead, read on. And what happened?
And David said unto the Yahweh, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Yahweh, take away the sin of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly.
So David didn't want to hide his sin, right? He can't cleave to his Yahweh. That's why Yahweh gave him some grace. Ain't that right? Let's write to the book, 1 Kings, young lad.
Excuse me.
Ceremony, right? here. What happens if she comments to the man?
And a man finds her in the city
mm-hmm.
and lies with her.
Hold on now. That's what I say, if she promised to some man, right? And another man found her in the city and lied with her, verse 24, what happens?
Verse 24. Then you shall bring them both out unto the gate of that city.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall stone them with stones that they got.
She's only promised to the man, right? That's what we read here. That's why I say if a man find her and lie with her, they should bring them both out to the gate of the city, and they should stone them if they should die.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she cried not.
Go ahead.
Being in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And a man.
Why?
Because he has humbled his neighbor's wife.
Hold on. I thought she was promised to him. Now he's saying she is white.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful statement. That's clear.
So you shall put away evil from among you.
Verse 25, come on.
Verse 25.
Yes, sir.
But if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field.
Now, betrothed is the same as a spouse, right? Same as the word we call engaged.
Mm-hmm.
She promised to the man, right?
Mm-hmm.
He haven't went through the ceremony yet. Go ahead, read on.
And the man forced her.
And he forced her, what about it?
And lied with her.
And he lied with her, what about it?
And the man only then lied with her, she'll die.
Now, what kind of act is this called here? When you force a woman.
Rape.
That's rape, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I ain't with that. Ain't that right?
No.
Come on, bitch.
Verse 26.
What'd he say?
But it's to the damsel.
Go ahead, what about the damsel?
You shall do nothing.
So if a woman is assaulted, it's a duty to, as they say, snitch.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
You got to tell the sucker
mm-hmm.
to the authorities. That man got to be held accountable for that action, right? Come on, read.
There is in the damsel no sin
mm-hmm.
worthy of death.
Come on.
For as when a man rises against his neighbor
go ahead.
And slay him,
go ahead.
Even so is this matter.
So, Yahweh say rape and murder is one and the same.
Wow.
That's how deep this thing is. Verse 27, come out.
Verse 27.
What did he say?
For he found her in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And to be tried as damsel to cry.
Go ahead.
And there was none to save her.
Verse 28, come on.
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
If a man find a damsel.
Go ahead.
That is a virgin.
She's a married to age.
Which is not betrothed.
She's not betrothed.
And laid hold on her.
Now this woman is not betrothed.
Right.
He laid hold on her. What happened?
Right. And lie with her.
And he go ahead and do what he got to do. What happened?
And pay people down.
Go ahead and read on. Verse 29.
Verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to read that, is there?
Well, we're going to read it. Verse 29, come on, I got to put it on the table.
Verse 29. And the man that lied with her,
what's going to happen?
She'll give unto the damsel, father, 50 shekels of silver.
Hold on. Don't nobody never read that, do they?
Uh-oh.
Now, you got to give this man down and do what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
And now you try to hide it away somewhere, right?
Right.
He said, no, you got to come clean. You got to go to the man, father, and when you come, your hands can't be empty. You got to have 50 shekels of silver. And that's what the book says. And what else you got to do, young lion?
And she shall be his wife.
What's the next move?
Because he has humbled her.
Mm-hmm.
He may not put her away all his days.
Verse number 30, what do you say?
Verse 30. A man should not take his father's wife, nor discover her father's skirt.
So this is the law
Right?
They're
trying to run something down.
Amen.
Come on now.
Verse 8 reads, turn away thy eyes
others be clear. For many have been deceived by the beauty of the woman. For herewith love is kindled as a fire.
So he said, hey, you might start a fire if you have some stuff like that. Verse number 9, what did he say?
Verse 9, he sit not at all with another man's wife.
Go ahead.
Nor sit down with her in thy arms.
Mm-hmm.
And spend not thy money with her in the wine.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Read that again.
That's all we get again.
Favor of deceit.
Yeah.
And beauty is vain.
Uh-huh.
But a woman that fears Yahweh shall be praised.
Oh, she should be praised. Oh, so as you mount up, you got to find a better half to do what? But now, what do you got to do? What you got to do in that verse?
No.
We're on the right track. She got to do what?
Fear Yahweh.
So when you start looking for a mate, what kind of mate you be looking for, Daniel?
A woman that fears Yahweh.
You that buddy? You got to find a mate. Number one thing is to fear Yahweh. Yahweh's son rules and regulations, but you going to be a man of honor, Yahweh's son. That's what you're going to be of honor. Every man is supposed to be of honor, Yahweh's son. But what kind of man? Looking at that red book, give me 37 verse 12. What kind of man? This is the kind of man we talking about, y'all. Bust the books out and drop 37 verse 12. We gotta instill on what kind of man that you will be shooting from. You got plenty of men. You got men that offering to all type of worldly things. But man, you wanna make sure that you emulate and you wanna be in the line of this kind of man, Sirach 37, verse 12.
Yeah, 56,
I can't hear you.
Thank you.
cover about getting them.
Look at 1 Timothy 5, verse number 18. Let's take a look at that. Let's follow up on that word, provide. Let's see what Yahweh had written by the pen of Sir Paul. Paul the Apostle. Write a letter to Timothy, right? And he gave him some great advice. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 18. I'm lying, Brother Daniel, his brother, see you, Roy.
Look at this order thing again. And I'm trying to give that precept. that precept of what we should really read. Back to the order of things in Ephesians chapter 5.
Come on back there, brother Danny, what you got?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
Okay.
But I would have known that the head of every man is Yahweh's son.
So the head of every man is who?
Yahweh's son.
That means you have to be a Yahweh man to know that. Go ahead.
And the head of the woman is the man.
And you got to make it plain. Look, woman. I'm a Yahweh man. I am the head. I get the first and the last word. That's the order of a prayer that Bill read early over there in Genesis, chapter 2, letter L.
Yes, sir.
Showing you that Almighty Yahweh gave that power to the man to get the first word and the last word. When you get through talking, that's the end of it. What happened next? You read.
And the head of Yahweh the Son is
Yahweh
the Father.
And the head of Yahweh the Son is who?
Yahweh the Father.
Yahweh the Father. So that's the order of things. And the head of the woman is who? We're going to Titus. We're going to Titus and find out who the head of, and what the woman is. What she wrong? Son of Yahweh picked up in Titus chapter 2 verse 3. Down to verse number 9. Let's find out what do your brother have wrong. We'll show you now in the Bible what she wrong.
Titus chapter 2 verse 3.
Listen good.
Titus 2 verse 3 reads, the aged women likewise that they be in behavior as becometh righteousness, not false accusers, not giving too much wine, teachers of good things. Verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Verse 5.
Who want to answer that question, Brother T or Brother Dan? What do your better half hold wrong? What's she holding wrong? Read that verse again,
that they may teach, Titus chapter 2, verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children.
So now what do you better have for me teaching when you do get a mate, what is our responsibility to be teaching? According to that verse 4, right? That was verse 4?
To love their husband.
So that's what you want to walk in the door and catch her teaching on. Huh? You want to make sure that she understands that she has a great responsibility. And she's going to teach you again?
Young women.
Move it out.
Young women be sober. To love their husbands and to love their children.
That's her responsibility on what she will be teaching. Is that what we're reading? I read a bit more, daughter.
Titus chapter 2, verse 5. To be discreet.
To be what?
Discreet.
So you teach them how to be what?
Discreet.
That's what that word means. Look at that definition of that word. This is what you want your better half to be teaching your children. To be discreet. What that word means. Found that word me. But while you at work, keep teaching them how to be discreet. What that word mean?
Careful and circumspect in one's speech or action.
Oh, okay.
Especially in order to avoid causing offense or to gain an advantage.
Uh-huh. Well, that was you going to teach them how to be careful.
Keepers at home.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Right.
Obedient to their own husband.
And you teach them to be obedient to their own husband.
That the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed.
Yeah.
all things showing yourself a pattern of good work.
And you show yourself a pattern of good work.
And so, that's okay.
So the better have responsibility is after you show them the ropes, they go put the young sons and daughters down, turn off that one-eyed face, and teach them how to be responsible in years to come. I'll be a Yahwali man and a Yahwali woman.
Okay,
the street, not a bread to go out, you hear your 5 blocks out, be
comfortable. Hallelujah.
So that is the responsibility of you teaching your better half how to raise your children. That's why you have to be a Yahwali man to be able to see what needs to be done after you see you got your tinsel and dealt it once. I don't care what kind of position or job she has.
Right.
She can have a job kicking people's teeth out for 8 hours. But when she get back home, she can walk inside with the crutches on and she'll be chilling and dealt it. If you hold it over, she at home, you might pick up and make it on you, touch the cotton, put it in the right position. You see that? That is the love of the body. Anything that's in the way, that man will run to the wall and make sure she don't jump in. That's once you understand your role and you got what the Bible said as a tender and delicate woman. That's the key right there. You got you on 5, 7, 10, 11. Now you're in trouble. What we're doing is we're looking for the ones that make all the good noise. Let's see what it says in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 10 and 11. Let's see what's going on. Pick it up with Judith after the young lion said it got to see. Well, y'all got to say hallelujah for it. Y'all look at the verse of Proverbs 7, 10 and 11 on here. The loud voice says, hallelujah, what? So that what you're doing, you're telling the Jewish people here. All right, brother T, I want to hear you say, hallelujah, what? We got it. Once we hear you say, hallelujah, what? That means that you can go and read and see what you want to do. What you want to avoid. I don't care if you hear the head cheerily. You want to avoid this right here. 7 verse 10 and 11.
Proverbs 7 verses 10 and 11. For series, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot.
Just go cheap. I'll go cheap. You watch what? make all the money.
You think that woman won't treat you right?
No, she won't even have enough to raise my car. Mm-hmm.
You ought to leave her. You need somebody like me.
You see that blood power on your head?
Honey.
She found a way to make your pocket delicate right now. So you got to recognize a blood power woman. But she gonna give herself away according to kids in life. Watch this. Watch her give herself away. Who read that? Okay, go ahead.
She is loud.
She is what? She is loud and stubborn. When you come in and she holler, hey, Jenny! Hey, Jenny! Yeah, I'm out here. Yeah. You old big mouth woman. You hear her mouth there. Over the DJ, you're yeah. You hear a big, I'm grabbing on my mouth. Hey, go ahead,
she is loud and stubborn.
She loud and what?
Stubborn.
Oh, okay. She loud and she was doing the Bible stand. She said, well, I am. You see, it was the Bible stand. I suppose that a first and last word according to y'all. No. A Christian marriage proposes that taking a better wife and you got to obey a woman saying, oh, not that far. Obey, nah, that far. I'll help my mother and father out there obeying the work. Not to obey. Not obey. I ain't hearing that. Obey. That's why you got to be a Yahwali man to know what you're looking for. And you got to be looking for a tender and delicate woman. And the sign of a tender and delicate woman after you have instructed her is how she's going to respond. Sister Judith over there in Proverbs 31:26. Then you see, now you know what to look for. When you're looking for a mate, this is what you look for. In the book of Proverbs 21:26. Bring up to Judas. When y'all get a young lion, say, hallelujah, I'll walk. Where was the book of Proverbs 21:26.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 31:26.
Verse 26 means
she opened her mouth with wisdom.
The what?
Wisdom.
Yeah.
And in her tongue is the
law of
kindness.
The law of kindness. Now, coming out of the mouth is the law. You gotta keep adding your chest when you go sit around the elders and the men at the gate. But you know you all right, because you know when your better ass show up, she have the respect, because what's coming out of my mouth is, walking there right by me and chopping. How long are you going to be over here?
Right.
You know I told you I had somewhere to go.
Right.
Damn, I told you to pick up something to bring home. You always sit on top of these guys. So you pick up something, bring it here. I have somewhere to go. Good. Now you know what happens to your ass. That chest on you. You brought all the mixed things. She right here. You sit in front. No, you pulled up, got yourself in that position. From the get-go.
Yeah.
That's why you got to know what to do. Of course, you're the Bible coming up.
Yes.
You are born things. You can afford all types of punishment. By understanding the Bible said and believe the Bible. Always believe the Bible. They can look you red in the eye and they give you all the dead cat grins and everything that's crying. Believe what the Bible is saying. Go with the Bible.
Yes.
On your decision making.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to get verse 8 or 9 in. Get back to the young man. Going to 11 chapter, verse 8 and 9. Well, first verse 11.
So who were y'all not created to be with? Boy.
So, we clear that the woman is created for your needs. So you got to, and your needs got to be what Yahweh designed for you to do. That's why you have to be a Yahweh man. You got to know his rules and regulations. Back up to the young man. Give me 10 chapters. And we the last last two verses of the 10th chapter. Last three verses. See, when you vow a vow out of your mouth, Tobit chapter 10, give me the last three verses.
Y'all what?
Give me the last. If you a man, you a Yahweh man, and you are made a vow, you cannot break that vow. You Yahweh gonna collect on you. That's the point. Yahweh is gonna collect on you because when you open your mouth, you got to deliver. You Yahweh gonna hold you accountable. I don't care if it's 100 trillion billion years. Yahweh is gonna hold you accountable for your mouth. You don't be out there promising them young girls nothing on. All you trying to do is put that boom bomb in. Get all about what we got all about. Get out that boom bomb talking. No, no. If it come out your mouth, you got water over your chamber. That's just being y'all water today. And that's going to push you to do the right thing and make the right decision. But y'all water going to stand up against what he got on the day. What it read in the 10th chapter of Tobit, the last three verses, what it say?
Tobit chapter 10.
You put the last three verses, what number is them? 10, 11, 12. Let's get some of that.
Then.
In fact, y'all put some yellow on that good stuff. Y'all got a yellow mark on it, everything you got in it, put some yellow on it. Y'all got to put some yellow on it. But then when you sit around, you go back over that yellow, dog. I just want to be something important. I put some yellow on it. Let's see what this say right here. What it say in the last three verses? Let's see if we analyze these last three verses.
Damn, Rachel.
Where you going to get your mate from? Can't get your mate from Joe. miles an hour. Came to visit her, and she had the club and whooping the old man in the house, and while you coming to dope. No! That was your flag. No. Because you already know her reason now, because she come out of a Christian background and air raised family. Huh? So then and there, that's your flag, you know. This ain't gonna work for you. I don't care how, but she do what you like. She do what I like. No. You're talking about being with somebody for the rest of your life. If she not able to sit down and go through scripture with you, understand her position after you know it, and she on the grid on it, you talk it, man, that's a problem with this. I get on down the road. Because I got to do my part. And I'm showing you your part. But I'm glad I can do it. Something I can do good. I can't do none of that. Matter of fact, I don't know about all that. But then you know then and there what you're getting off into. The Bible gonna prove your relationship. That's why you got to know it. Pray and read. You was talking about Daniel.
He said to his daughter,
and it's not. Now the father's man is your mother's daughter.
But honor thy father and thy mother
in law. He said, honor your what?
Father and mother and thy mother in law.
Well, you know, they are. I'm getting with you, I ain't getting with your family. Your wicked say a family, I ain't getting with them. I'm getting with you. Yeah. Ooh. It don't work again. If that woman do not honor your mother and father, then you do not have to flag again. Because he told Pharaoh, you got to honor your mother, father-in-law. Is that what we read?
Sir.
What is your name?
Which are never.
Because they become your what?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm grown. Yeah, well, your creation was to be a helpmate to me. But you gotta honor my mother, because they become your mother and your father. Is that what we're reading? Is that what we're reading? Come on. Now you know you're working with something. Now
got a lot of
remain Yahweh's man. She remain a Yahweh's woman. That relationship will go into death if you part. Now you know what Yahweh is. Now you got Yahweh's plan. Read a little bit up.
Entreat me not to follow you or to return from following after you. For whether you goest, I will go. And whether you lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and your Yahuwah, my Yahuwah. Verse 17. Where you diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. Did Yahuwah do so to me? And more also, if art but death, part you and me. chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.
See, that's why you better have got on the damn, I think. You can't say about it. So your answer is try to turn that wrath. Or a soft answer will turn away wrath, but if you try to leap forth before us, you end up with a black up under your eyes. So, okay, fine. But I know when I get home, I got a what?
Killer
run. A
rock real quick. We're going to rock chapter 33. Verse 19. Sirach 33. Verse 19.
You don't gotta do the law. You don't gotta keep the law. You don't keep the law.
So look what it says over here in the Book of Baruch, chapter 4. Go in the Book of Baruch, in the red book. The Book of Baruch. Go in the Book of Baruch, chapter 4.
Verse 13.
bring up some verse while I read. Huh?
Blessed is the man that has this
virtue.
Blessed
is the man that has a virtue.
Virtue is virtuous wife.
That's right. Blessed is the man that has a virtuous wife.
But the number of his days shall be doubled.
And
virtuous woman rejoices her husband, and he shall fulfill the years of his life in peace.
That's what you want, peace. You got a virtuous woman. Go ahead.
And rejoice.
Rejoice in that. Good rest.
A good wife.
A good wife is a good portion.
Which shall be given in the portion of them that fear the Yahuwah. Whether a
verse
man,
four.
Verse
four.
Bishop, again, look at all that. I heard from in that verse. What's that again now?
Read verse three again.
Verse three.
A good wife is a good portion, which shall be given in the portion of them that fear the Yahuwah.
Oh, so that man got to be what? Fear of Yahuwah. So that means he got to be a law and understanding the order of 11 verse 3.
Possession through all the fields, so it with
trusting in the goodness of God's thought.
Uh-huh.
Verse 21. So thy race, which thou leavest, shall be manifested.
Magnified.
Having the confidence of their good descent.
Break that down, sometimes break that down. Break it down for the general line. We all can't move for the same.
Okay.
So if you become an athlete, right. If you become an athlete, they're going to go ahead.
Well, you got to stay within your race. You can't go outside the way. You got to stay with your life. Your own team. Your own stock. Meaning your race, your nation, or your tribe. You got to stay within that.
So, what's happening? You're for the tribe of Judah. That's who you are, for the tribe of Judah. As you exist into this world, you'll get on jobs, you'll get all types of people, all, they will be nice people, but another race of people. And but what we do when we get our money right, the first thing we want is have somebody look like somebody else. And that's why you see so many athletes got whatever has to look like somebody else, and they all in your color team. But you know now, once you get your money, right, make sure you stay among the Yahwali women. Okay. You don't get a Yahwali woman, you don't get a worldly woman. And most likely, if you get off with your professional sport, they're going to feed you with all types. And every hotel you're in, you'll have little white girls come all running around, knocking on your door, ask you off. You call for me? No, I call for you. What did you hear? Yeah, that will happen. See,
of their own kindred, and we are blessed in their children.
and their seed shall inherit their land.
That's right. Y'all, Mary, okay, give me verse 13, sister. Give me verse 13.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. Now therefore, my son, love thy brother, and despise not in thy mind thy brother, the sons and daughters of thy people, and not taking a wife of them, for in pride is destruction and much trouble, and in lewdness is decay and great want, for lewdness is the mother of seven.
Let me tell you the priest if I may. Let's see if
Brother Job on that way. Brother Job, here's Israel. Brother Job, y'all pop you to see right.
Yahweh, I bless you. Brother.
Yeah.
Brother. Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Okay.
Tobit chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let's say that, Brother Job.
Yeah. Yeah. Read to you now.
That's what you're doing. Trying to get that.
Tobit chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let's say that, Brother Job. Somebody of their own race.
You know what?
That is can get up on the same faith and believe and pray them in to ease a little bit stuff. Don't go out there and find people that look like somebody else had them. No. That's what Toby did. And Toby got blessed by training his son Tobias. Got plenty, shared with your brother.
Isaiah. Right?
Isaiah 14:32. Brother Joe.
Right. Here. 14:32, and it reads this. 14:32. What shall one then answer? The messenger.
No. 14:32.
32. What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation that the Yahuwah hath founded, Yahuwah Judah, and the poor of his people shall trust in it?
Yahuwah. So the poor of his people is Yahshua Judah.
So where was Toby going? He's been looking where we tried Toby from. He'd go out and buy somebody of his tribe and bring them in. Bring them in. And draw them into good deal.
Yeah, I got Toby. I dropped my phone.
Huh? Motherfucker Matthew.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. And it reads this. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Wow. Okay. All right, that's it. Like
the
Toby. Now look what it says over here in Toby chapter 1. We read Toby chapter 2. Verse
22. Toby chapter 1 and Toby chapter 2.
We have Toby. Toby chapter 1.
Hey, I'm right here. Toby chapter 1, verse verse.
All right. Tobit chapter 1, verse 1.
The book of the words of Tobit, son of Tobiah, the son of Ananias, son of Gabriel, the son of Gabriel,